All right, well, so we left off. Chof Tes Amud Beis. Chof Tes Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Amar Ab Yaakov, Amar Ab Chista. Zut. All right, so we left off. Amar Ab Yaakov, Amar Ab Chista. Kol Yotzi L'Derech, Tzorach L'Ispal Tfilas HaDerech. Four lines up from the bottom. Whoever goes out on a journey has to daven Tfilas HaDerech. My Tfilas HaDerech, what is this Tfilah? Yiratzel Mepanach HaShem Alokai. Should be your will. Before you, Hashem, my gosh, tolichin l'shalom, you should take me in my path in shalom, v'tatzin l'shalom, arrange my footsteps in shalom, v'tis mechini l'shalom, support me in shalom, v'tatzin l'mikav kol oyi ba'ori ba'derech, save me from any enemies, any kind of obstacles, right, any kind of dangerous things in the road, v'tishlach bracha ma'aseh yodai, make me successful, v'titneni v'chinu l'chesed l'rachamim be'enecha o v'nei kol ra'inu, and allow me to find favor in your eyes, in the eyes of all who see me, Baruch Atu Hashem Shomei Atfila. Amar Abaye, the Olam Lishtof Inish Nafshe Bahadei Tzibura. Abaye says, you know what, whenever you daven, it's always a good idea, literally, to include yourself with the Tzibur, which is another way of saying, don't daven in the singular, always a daven in the plural. Heichi Domi, Heichi Nema, so what should you say? So Abaye says, very simple, same Tfila, just change it to the plural. Just add the plural. Just add the new at the end of everything. That way a person makes it a national tefillah, and that's always more effective. Amos Matzli, when does one daven this? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Chista, Mishar Shema Halich Baderech. You could begin to say Tfilas HaDerech from the moment that you begin upon your journey. All right. Ad kama. Now, ad kama means until how much. Now, here's also what's interesting about this. So, Rashi understands this in a couple of different ways. So, Rashi understands ad kama zmana tfila, meaning how long do you, there are three possibilities. Namely, how long do you have to say this? Meaning, how long into your journey do you have to say Tfilas HaDerech? Or second possibility, which Rashi quotes actually the next Divrei HaMaskil, is what is the minimum amount of a journey that requires Tfilas HaDerech? So let's go with the second approach, because that's how most of the opinions understand Ad Kama, meaning how long of, what's the minimum amount of journey that requires Tfilas HaDerech? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Chista, Ad Parsa, until a Parsa. So what's a Parsa? So a Parsa is about 16,000 feet. I don't know, you'll do the conversions. How much does that? 3 plus miles?
16,000
feet. Oh, that's 8,000. Right. 3 miles. Okay, so 3 miles. Now, also, you have to appreciate also something. We think to ourselves, 3 miles, right? 3 miles, I mean, I don't know. I've seen some of you drive into the parking lot in the morning, right? Depending on how, but understand that obviously Bizmani Gemara, so 3 miles already is a significant journey.
3 miles from where? From your community or from your point that you start?
From wherever you start. From wherever you're starting your journey. Wherever you're starting your journey. So the Gemara says Ad Parsa. So now the Gemara says. So if we go with this approach, that wherever you start your journey, wherever your point of departure is from, you have a parsa. Okay? V'heichi matzilah. So how should you daven it? Meaning, what position should you be in when you daven it? Because obviously we're talking about a tefillah that's being davened while you're traveling. So the Gemara says, V'heichi matzilah, Rav Chista amar ma'umud. Rav Chista said standing, meaning that you should go ahead and essentially pause your journey and stand up for the tefillah. Rav Sheshes amar filo mahalich. Rav Sheshes said, even while you're traveling. We'll say that's the way we paskin, that you don't have to pull over to the side of the road to say Tfilas HaDerech. Tfilas HaDerech can be said even while traveling. Rav Chista v'Rav Sheshes havu ka'azli ba'archa. Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes were traveling on the road. Kam Rav Chista v'kamatzli. Rav Chista stopped and got up and davened. Amrali Rav Sheshes l'shamei. Rav Sheshes said to his attendant, my kavod Rav Chista, what is Rav Chista doing? Amrali kayu matzli. Rav Chista standing up and davening. Amalei Ukman Nami Lididi. So Rav Sheshes, I guess, who was older already at this point, said to his attendant, help me get up as well, Va'atzli, and I'll daven. Now, I will say, what's of course interesting is Rav Sheshes is the one who said right before that you can even daven Tfilas HaDerech while you're on your journey. You don't have to stop and stand up. But what did he say? Miyos Tov Va'al Tikra Ra. I want to be among those who are good and not be called bad. Or in other words, what he's saying is, look, if we're stopping already, right? If Rav Chista is stopping, so what's the big deal? I might as well get up and go ahead and daven Tfilas HaDerech as well. I'm sorry?
I have no idea that Rav Sheshes
was blind as well, right? So maybe that's the reason that he needed help getting up. It could be. Right, Rav Shesh is the one who the Gemara uses Lashon of Saginar, that euphemism of one who had very good sight. All right. My ikabein habinein l'tfila kitzara. What was the difference? What is it now, boss? I said that's the end of our tfilas haderech sugyo. Okay. My ika ben havinenu letzvila kitzara. What is Rav Shesh havinenu letzvila kitzara? So remember again, the Mishnah yesterday introduced us to two concepts: the concept of havinenu, and the concept of tefila kitzara. Now, the tefila kitzara, the Gemara said, was prayed in a makom sakana. Was prayed in a person's in a situation of danger. They say the tefila kitzara. Havinenu was not given to us under any particular circumstances. So the Gemara was interesting the two of them. Number one, havinenu boi litzaluye gimel kamaisik yom basraisa. For havinenu, you have to daven the first three brachos and the last three brachos, and it's the middle brachos that are condensed into one paragraph. V'chimati lebeise, when you go ahead and you reach your home, lo boi lemehadra litzaluye. So let's say if you're davening havinenu, because the most common situation would be you're in a scenario where you don't have time, or you can't daven a full Shemona Esrei, so you daven your first three, last three, condense all the middle ones into one paragraph. So the halacha is, however, when you get home, meaning that if you would have more time to daven, you don't have to daven again. Okay? So the Gemara says, Tfila Kitzara, in this short prayer, which is said again according to the Mishnah on a Makom Sakana, a place of danger, Lo boi litzaluye, lo gimo kamaisa, lo gimo basraisa. You don't have to daven the first three and the last three brachos of Shemona Esrei. V'chi mati lebeise, boi lemehadra litzaluye. But when you get back home, what do you have to do? You have to daven again. You have to daven again. So we'll say, what do you see from there? That the Tfila Kitzara that was said at the time of Sakana was not real tefillah. It was what you said, because again, now remember, also, as we pointed out yesterday, when you say makom sakana, it can't be acute danger, because if there's real acute danger, you don't have to worry about davening. What it means is you're in a type of situation where you don't even have time to daven havinenu, because it's a dangerous situation. So you daven this shortened prayer, which is quasi-prayer, but doesn't really satisfy your obligation of prayer. That's why when you get back home, meaning you get to a place where you could daven a regular tefillah, you must do so.
The hill.
I'm sorry? Yeah, you're down. Yeah. V'hilchasa, havinenu mu'uma tefila kitzara be'mu'um be'ma'alik. And the halacha is that havinenu is davened standing up, which makes sense because it's a quasi, it's a shmona esrei, not a quasi shmona esrei. Tefila kitzara be'mu'um be'ma'alik. But the tefila kitzara can be davened whether you are walking, or whether you are standing, or whether you are traveling. So the Mishnah said if a person was traveling on a donkey, so if you remember again, the Mishnah said that if a person could get off the donkey to daven, that lachatchila is better. If a person was going ahead and traveling on a donkey, and the time for tefillah came, if you have someone who will watch your donkey, get off the donkey and daven. And if you don't have someone to watch your donkey, sit on the donkey and daven. Okay. Rabbi Omer, this is interesting. So Rabbi says, the truth is, either way, sit on your donkey and daven. Why? Because you won't be able to concentrate. Interestingly enough, Rav Soloveitchik Paskin, based on this, that on airplanes, one should really daven just sitting down. You know, you don't have to go ahead and start making the minyan in the back of the plane, besides the fact that sometimes it really does interfere with the flight crew and blocks the bathrooms. But the Rav felt, in general, what the Gemara is saying over here is that when traveling, sometimes you can have much better kavana sitting down than you can attempting to stand up. Amar Rav Vitim Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Halacha Karebi, and Rav said, a name of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, or the same as Yoshua ben Levi, the halacha follows Rebbe. Tan Rabbanon, Suma umi she'enu yochol l'chavines haruchos. If someone is blind, or in general does not know the directions, meaning, so what this is referring to over here is, the next thing the Mishnah spoke about was davening in the direction of Yerushalayim. So let's say a person is blind, or just doesn't know, they didn't download the Compass app, you know, so they don't know which direction to daven in. So yichavin libo keneged avim sheba shamayim. So what should you do? Direct your heart towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shene emar, v'espalalu el Hashem. Okay? Hayo omeid b'chutzlaretz, this is interesting, Gemara. A person was in chutzlaretz. Yichavin es libo keneged Eretz Yisrael. A person should direct their heart towards Eretz Yisrael. Shene emar, v'espalalu elecha derech artzom. If you were in Eretz Yisrael, yechavin eslibo kineged Yerushalayim. You should daven in the direction of Yerushalayim. Shneamar v'ispalalu el Hashem derech ha'ir asher b'charto. You will daven to Hashem in the direction of the city in which God has chosen. Hayomid b'Yerushalayim. If you were standing in Yerushalayim, yechavin eslibo kineged Beis Hamikdash. So you should daven in the direction of the Beis Hamikdash. Shneamar v'ispalalu el habayis hazeh. Let's say you're davening in the Beis HaMikdash itself. You should direct your heart in the direction of the Holy of Holies, Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shneimar, v'spalalu el hamakom hazeh. Hayomid beveis kodesh hakadoshim. If you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, yichavin eslibo kineged beis hakapores. You should go ahead and daven towards the lid of the aron. If you are standing behind the aron, you're going to see why the Gemara is giving all of these cases for just in just a moment. If you are standing behind the lid of the aron, this obviously is only referring to one person, right? And interestingly enough, you think it'd be the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. Now, again, I don't know the movement of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, but interestingly enough, the Kohen. Remember, the only place the Kohen had to go was actually by the poles of the ark, because he had to lay down the machta, he had to lay down the fire pan, the shovel filled with coals and incense on the poles of the Aron. So I don't know that he actually even went behind the Aron or not. But all right, the Gemara, you see why the Gemara is saying it. But if he was standing behind the Kaporas, I'm sorry?
Just fit,
right? So Yira Atzmo Ki Lifnei HaKaporas. Okay, he should see himself as if he's in front. Nimtza, so I'll say, what's the point of all this? Nimtza, here's what it comes down to. If you're standing in the east, you face the west. If you're standing in the west, you face towards the east. If you're in the south, you face towards the north. If you're in the north, you turn to the south. What's the bottom line? Nimtzu. Beautiful thought. Kol Yisrael mechuvanin eslibam lemakom echad. What's the point, Rav Osai? That we all direct our hearts in the same direction. That no matter, and that's why the Gemara even goes so far to speak about this guy standing behind the Aron. It's just dramatizing the effect that no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, everyone is facing towards the same direction. It could be. Amar Rav Abin V'itim Rabbi Avina, Mikra, what's the pasuk? Kimigdal David Savarecha Banui Litalpiot. So literally the pasuk, see here, the Gemara is quoting the pasuk from Shir HaShirim, like the Tower of David is your neck. Banui Litalpiot. Talpiot literally means a landmark. But the Gemara darshins, what does it mean, Talpiot? Tell the tower, Shekol Piot Ponim Bo. So the tower to which all mouths face. So of course this is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. It's such a beautiful idea. So all mouths face towards the Makom Mikdash. Avuah de Shmuel v'Levi, Ki hava bo lemefek leorcha. So the father of Shmuel and Levi, when he would want to go out to the road, when he would have to travel, what would he do? Hava mekadmi umatzli. See, that's also what's interesting. So when the father of Shmuel and Levi would used to go out, he used to have to travel. So what he would do is he would daven Shmona Esrei early. Now Rashi points out kodim hayom, before the day. Now obviously what it really means is before sunrise, because it can't mean before dawn, because if you're davening before dawn, that's nighttime. So the point over here is, as we've seen before from the Gemara, the optimal time for Shmona Esrei is Vasikin, right? Is you daven Shema right before sunrise, daven Shmona Esrei right with sunrise. But when they had to travel, they would daven much early. If Shmuel, so their father would daven early. Umati v'chi havamati zman kriyashma, and when the zman kriyashma would come, karu, then they would say Shema. So he would daven Shmona Esrei early, and he would daven Shema while they were traveling, because they wanted a dafka stand for Shemona Esrei and be able to daven with Kavana. And Shema, you could say on the road. So the Gemara says, Kiman, whose opinion does this reflect? Ki haitano, the sanya hishkim lotzeis laderech, if a person got up early to travel, mevi'en lo shofar v'tokea, you bring him a shofar and he can blow it, lulav minanea, lulav and he shakes it, migila v'korei, but read the migila, ukishia giyaz man kriyashma, kore. And if you went ahead, and when Zman Kriyashma comes along, He could read it. Hishkim leishev bakaron ubesvina. If a person got up early because he had to take a trip in a wagon or in a boat, mispalel, you daven, meaning daven before you set out on your journey. Ukeshiagiyaz man kriya shema kore. And when this man kriya shema comes, you say shema. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer. Shimon Elazar says the following: Benkach ubenkach kore kriya shema umispalel. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar disagrees with this approach, and he says, no. What you should do is you could just daven Shema and Shmona Esrei on the road. And he, as we said before, even if that requires one to sit down while davening, daven them both on the road. So the Gemara says, why? Or Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Kedeshi yismoch gu'ula l'tfila. Because Rabbi Shimon Elazar feels that it's very important to juxtapose gu'ula l'tfila, the birchos kriyash, the bracha of Gal Yisrael, to Shmona Esrei. And even though you're right, you will have a Shmona Esrei with a little bit less kavana, still better to have that juxtaposition. So the Gemara says, B'mai kamifligi, what's at the root of the dispute? Mar savar tfila mu'umad adif. So one opinion, meaning the first opinion, the father of Shmuel and Levi holds that what? That tfila mu'umad, davening while standing up. Now, what does it mean davening while standing up? It means davening with more kavana. Having the opportunity to concentrate more on your Shmona Esrei is more important than smichas gula l'tfila. Umar savar mismach gula l'tfila adif. And the other opinion says, no, the ability to juxtapose Shema to Shmona Esrei is more important than even davening with kavana. So the Gemara says, Mareimar umar zutra, so Mareimar and Marzutra, interestingly enough, used to go ahead and gather a minyan together on the Shabbos of the Regal. Now, what does that refer to? On the Shabbos before the Regalim, really, it seems like it was only, Rashi points out, Rashi says Pesach, Chatzeres, and Sukkis, which is all three Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkis. Some say it was just Pesach and Sukkis, not necessarily Shavuos. But the Shabbos before, they would have like a massive learning gathering. That's when the Rabbanim would teach the populace about all of the halachos of the Yom Tov. So what would happen is Mareimar and Marzutra, who were teachers in the Rabbanim in their respective cities, would be spending that Shabbos teaching. So they gathered a minyan early. They gathered 10 people early to make their own minyan in order that they would go ahead and be able to teach uninterrupted afterwards. But what ended up happening is the shiurim would happen the whole day, and people would excuse themselves over the course of days to daven. There were minyanim happening, but Mareimar and Marzutra, who were going to be the teachers, davened early. They got together at minyan, they davened early. Okay, now that's not such a chiddush. The chiddush is the following. So Rav Ashi matzli b'hadi tzibura biyachid miyushav. Interestingly enough, Rav Ashi, literally translated, would go ahead and daven along with the tzibur as an individual sitting down. Okay, what does that mean? Take a quick look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, Ravashi, Hayroshi Shiva b'masa mechasya. He was Rashiva b'masa mechasya. V'dorish v'hu lo ya mespalo kol dem beis hamedrash. Ela kishamagiyaz man kriya shema lo chesh harbe yachel ha-meturgamon ha-omi lefanav u'ba'ot sha-turgamon mashmiya l'rabim hu koresh shema. So listen, this is fascinating. So what would Ravashi do? Ravashi would go ahead and do the following. He would, remember, they had a turgamon. So what was the turgamon? Turgamon is more than just a translator. A turgamon, the Rav or the Rosh Yeshiva would go in and give over a halachic concept. The turgamon himself was a Talmud Chacham, and the turgamon's job was then to give over that concept in more digestible and eloquent form to all of those who were assembled. So what would Rav Ashi do? Rav Ashi wouldn't daven beforehand. Instead, what Rav Ashi would do is he would give the turgamon a lot of information, and at the time that it was going to take the Torgamon a while to go ahead and give all of that over, he would sit where he was and daven Shema and Shmona Esrei, sitting. Now Rashi points out the reason he did that was in order not to go ahead and inconvenience the Tzibur. Because if he were to go ahead and get up and leave, that would cause a commotion. Because obviously if Ravashi is getting up, what's going to happen? Everyone else is standing up as well. So in order not to inconvenience the Tzibur, he would just simply sit in place and daven Shema and Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara says, Kiava Asi Lebeise, when he would get home, Hadar Umatzli Mu'umad, he would daven again, this time standing up, in order to have proper kavana. Amrli Rabbana, so the rabbi said to him, V'le Avid Mar Kimereimar Umar Zutra, Said Rav Ashi, why are you doing this? Why don't you just go to Hashkama Minyan, right? Like Marimar Marzutra did. Why don't you just daven early? So he said, Amrli Tri Chamilsa. See, he said, interestingly enough, it's too difficult. Now, what does that mean, it's too difficult? So Rashi points out, La'achar Beis HaMedrash Ad She'espala. So apparently, in Masa Mechasi, where Rav Ashi was the Rosh Yeshiva, they started the Shi'urim very early. To the point that if he were going to try to make a Minyan before the Shi'ur would definitely start late. See, he did not want to inconvenience those who were coming for the shir. So they said to him, okay, well, why don't so then why don't you go ahead and do what the father of Shmuel and Levi did? What did the father of Shmuel and Levi do? Well, so remember, he davened himself early. So why don't you daven Shmona Esrei yourself early? And that way you could say Shema. It's easier to go ahead and get away with Shema. So look what he answers. Amar lehu, lo chazina lehu d'rabanan kishishi minan da'avdi hachi. I have never seen our elders do this. Rabosai, you want to speak about what Masorah means. You know, this idea of Soloveitchik writes about this, what he calls this the mimetic tradition. The idea that one of the beautiful parts in Judaism is that often we learn what we learn to do from what past generations have done. You know, it's very countercultural, because now when you try to say that today, people say, oh, that's old-fashioned, give me the intellectual answer. It's not true. Sometimes what perpetuates our Masorah is that we look at what previous generations did. And if we see that, if we saw them do it, good. And sometimes if we didn't see them do it, then the truth is that in and of itself is a good riot that perhaps it should not be done. Obviously, it doesn't apply in every situation, but it's so beautiful to see that Rav Ashi, who himself is a Rosh Yeshiva of Masa Mechasya, doesn't go ahead and say, well, I don't want to do this because I don't think it's halachically appropriate, or this, that, or there's a Tosefta, there's a Braisa. You know what? I never saw my Rebbeim do it. If I never saw my Rebbeim do it, I'm not doing it to myself. Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Ain't tefillas ha-musaf in elo b'chaver ir. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, you don't daven musaf, except chaver ir literally means a minyan. A chabura in the city, right? So you don't. So Musaf is only prayed if you have a minyan. Rashi points out over here. He says lo tiknuha ela betzibur. That Chazal did not institute the concept of Musaf except with a tzibur. Okay. The Chachamim say no. B'chavir, b'shalav b'chavir. Musaf applies with a tzibur, without a tzibur. Rabbi Huda says in the name of Elazar ben Azariah, Komakom sheyesh sham chaver ir, yochid potur mitfilas hamusafin. So Rabbi Huda goes so far to say that wherever there is a chaver ir, the individual is exempted from saying musaf. Okay, which sounds like, according to Rabbi Huda, the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is that halacha lemaisa, if the tzibur is davening musaf, then what? The yochid need not do so. Okay, we'll explain this in the Gemara. Rabbi Huda Hanatana Kamo. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Rabbi Huda seems to be saying the same thing as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Gemara says, no, Ika binayhu, yochid shelo b'chavir ir. Here's a distinction. If what happens if you have an individual who is not with the minion, right? Or I should say, differently. Not with the minion, but a yochid who lives in a city without a minion. Rashi points out, yochid hadar bi'ir she'en sham asara. Let's say I live in a city where unfortunately there's not a minion. So the Gemara says, Tanakama Savar Potter. The Tanakama, who is just the first, which is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, holds that you are Potter. There is no din of Musaf in a city that doesn't have a minion. On the other hand, Rabbi Huda Savar Chayiv. Rabbi Huda holds your Chayiv. Rabbi Huda holds your Chayiv. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Amar Rav Chia Barav, Halacha K'Rabbi Huda Shamar Shum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Halacha is like Rabbi Huda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Or in other words, again, that Halacha L'maisa, you have a din of Musaf B'Chaver Ir, but in the event that there is no Chaver Ir, the Yachid has to daven Musaf, but the Chiddush, of course, is that if there is a Chaver Ir, and there is a Tzibor davening Musaf, according to Rabbi Huda in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Yachid actually doesn't even have to daven. As long as the tzibur has daven, that's enough. Amalei Reb Chia bar Avin Shapir ka'amrit, the Amr Shmuel said, listen to this, Mi yomai lo matzilna tzalusa de musafin biyachin. I never davened musaf myself, except Benarda, and Shmuel was Benarda, levad mehahu yoma, except for that day, the asa pul musa de malka lemasa, when a troop of soldiers came to the city, va'atshridu rabbanon, and the rabbis were involved. I guess this was not a Jewish army, obviously. So when the army comes to town, there was always obviously an incredible pachan. So the rabbis were busy dealing with the community, what's going to be with the army, and what happened? Velot salu, right? And it turned out that the tzibor never davened musaf. And therefore Shmuel says, v'tzali li biyochid, right? And that ultimately I davened myself, Bahavi Yochid Shalom Bechavir Ir. And ultimately, this was a situation of what? Of a Yochid without a minion. Without a minion. Now, of course, this is different than the original Yochid without a minion, because according to Rashi, the Yochid without a minion was Mashmah, there is no minion. The point that Shmuel's trying to steal here, this is, he's supporting the fact that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Elazar ben Azaria, namely, that the concept of Musaf is something that should be fulfilled by the Tzibor, but in the event that the Tzibor is not davening, the Yochid is still obligated to do so. So Shmuel says, I never daven Musaf outside of a Tzibor, right? Never daven Musaf, except for that one day where there was no minion. Okay, so the Gemara says the following: Yosef Rabbi Chanina kara kamei. So Yosef Rabbi Chanina kara kamei de Rabbi Yanai. The Yosef the Kamar. So we've seen before Rabbi Yanai, and he said the following: Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda shar mishum Elazar ben Azaria. The halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Elazar ben Azaria. Amar lei. So he said to him, Puk kara kareich libra. Get your learning. Literally, it means, take your psukim that you are reading and go outside, which is a nice way. It's actually not such a nice way of saying, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, right? The ain halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda shom mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. The halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Am Rabbi Yochanan, ani. Because why? Listen to this. Ani Rabisi es Rabbi Yanai. Ditzali v'hadar tzali. So you're both saying, remember, the important part to remember over here, according to Rabbi Hud, the name of Elazar ben Azaria, is what? That halacha l'maisa, if you live in a community where there's a tzibur, and that tzibur is davening musaf, then what? You are not personally obligated. So meaning, if you're there with the tzibur, you'll daven along with them, as Shmuel said, but if for whatever reason you're not in shul that morning, you are not obligated in musaf, because the tzibur is taking care of your obligation. So it comes along the Gemara, so says Rabbi Yochanan the following, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Ani Ra'isi, Es Rabbi Yanai, Ditzoli, V'hadar Tzoli. So listen to this. Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm going to give you a proof that Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Elazar ben Azaria, is wrong. How do I know that? Because I saw, Rabbi Yochanan is talking, I saw Rabbi Yanai, that he davened and davened again. Meaning he davened 2 Shmona Esrays consecutively. Now, consecutive does not literally mean back to back, but it means consecutively. All right. Amalei, so the assumption over is that, what is he referring to? Shachris and Musaf. So here you have Rabbi Yochanan saying, I saw Rabbi Yanai daven Musaf. I saw him daven Musaf. Now, Rabbi Yanai is living in a community where there is a minion who's davening Musaf as well, and I saw him davening Musaf, which indicates that the Yochid is still obligated. Amalei, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Yirmiyah commented on this, and he said, V'dilma me'ikara lo kivein daite, Ulubasov kivein daite. Or maybe Rabbi Yanai didn't have kavan on the first Shmona Esrei, and that's why he was davening again. Meaning, you're assuming that second Shmona Esrei is Musaf. Maybe it was Shachris, and he just didn't have enough kavan. So, interestingly enough, he responds, Amalei, Chazi man gavra rabba de kamisayadalei. Remember who you are talking about. Now, here's what's interesting. You see, when you read this phrase, when I first read this phrase, you assume that it's talking about Rabbi Yanai. And that's what the Gemara is saying over here. What Rabbi Zera is responding to Rabbi Yirmiyah is, what a chutzpah. How can you assume that Rabbi Yanai did not have the right kavanah? That's why look at Rashi. Rashi understands it differently. Man gavar avak de kamesai dele, Rabbi Yochanan, sheheyed ala davar hazeh, ala davar yafeh, dictate shebishil tzilas musaf in haisa. So interesting enough, the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Zera is not referring to Rabbi Yanai, because the truth is, even great people daven without kavana. That, unfortunately, is the occupational hazard of systematic or habitual prayer, that you inevitably end up davening something without kavana. What he's saying over here is, how can you cast aspersions on Rabbi Yochanan? Meaning, do you think that Rabbi Yochanan would go ahead and come and give us this testimony if he did not first vet the facts? So, of course, he knows that the second Shmona Esrei that Rabbi Yanai davened was the Shmona Esrei of Musaf, and therefore this is an explicit raya against the position of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, even though they had 13 shuls in Tveria, even though they had 13 shuls in Tveria, they would not go to shul to daven, but rather they would daven where they learn. I will say, we saw this probably about 2 weeks ago. This idea of davening where Talmud Torah takes place, that the tefillah has an additional emphasis or strength attached to it. So they would, even though they had 13 shuls in Tveria, they would go ahead and they would daven between the pillars, which were the base medrash. Heichad Abu Garsi. Itzmar, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdin Mishum Rabbeinu Amar, Halacha K'Rav Yehuda Sh'ar Mishum Lazar Ben Azariah. So once again, we'll say we're back to this. Right? So now we're back to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Lazar Ben Azariah. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Tzali V'Hadar Tzali. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba davened and davened again. Davened, which again, seems to be a riot for the fact that he davened Sharkas and then davened Musaf. Amrli Rabbi Zira, my time Abed Mar Hachi. Why did you do this? Why did Master do this? If it's because you didn't have kavan in your first Shemona Esrei, well, that's not good. For Ha'amar Rebbe Lazar, the Olam Yomud Adam Es Atzma. Listen to this, Rebbe Lazar. A person should always gauge themselves. Im Yochel Lechavin Es Libo Yispalo, Ve'im Lav Al Yispalo. Don't try this in Rebbe Lazar, because otherwise you're going to get in big trouble. But it's an incredible insight into tefillah, that a person is really supposed to make sure that they are capable of having kavana. If you know you can have kavana, daven. If you can't have kavana, then guess what? Don't daven. Elo delo itkar mar reish yarcha. Maybe it's that. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Maybe he forgot to mention Rosh Chodesh. Right? Maybe he omitted Yalla v'Yavo in his Shacharis, and that's why he was repeating it. V'atanya, Tavlo hiski Rosh Chodesh ba'arvis in machzirin oso. Right? Once we had this sugi already. If a person forgot Yalla v'Yavo in Ma'ariv, we don't make him go back. Mipnei sheyachalo omer b'Shacharis, because he could always say it in Shacharis. B'Shacharis in machzirin oso, mipnei sheyachalo omer b'Musafin. In Shacharis, you don't have to go back. Why? You could always say it in Musaf. In Musaf, you don't have to go back because you could always say it in Mincha. So we don't paskin like this. We don't paskin this. But at the end of the day, the Gemara has this particular shita. Amar lei lav itmar Allah Amar Rabbi Yochanan betzibur shanu. So first of all, the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan qualifies this, and he says, first of all, just remember that that's a din in the tzibur. What is that? You know, said that technically speaking, the Gemara is saying that if you were to omit Yalav Yav, let's say you omitted Yalav Yav in Shacharis, you don't have to go back and say it. Why? Because you could rely on Chazaras Hashatz. The Chazan is going to repeat Shmona Esrei, and you could be Yotze, your makeup Shmona Esrei with the Chazan. Now again, Halach Lamaisa, we don't paskin that way because we don't rely on Chazaras Hashatz to be motzi us. But that position exists. Okay, so I'll say the point over here is that Halach Lamaisa, that when Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was davening two Shmona Esreis, it turns out that the first one was Shacharis, the second one was Musaf. So another we'll call this behavioral example that the Halacha does not follow Rabbi Hudanei Rabbi and Azariah, and that even the Yachid, even when there is a Chavir, even when there is a Minyan happening elsewhere, the Yachid is still obligated in Musaf. So the Gemara goes on. Kama yishav in tefila letefila. How much time should you wait between one tefila and the next? Now, I will say, the Gemara doesn't... Take a look at Rashi. Rashi points out over here, we're switching gears just for a moment, but Rashi points out, kama yishav in tefila letefila, mish yeshlo alav lachzor le'espalel. Omishum deta'a, omishum musafin, kama yisha ben zulazu. So here's what we've established. We've established that the halacha follows the chachamim in the Mishnah, which means that everybody's obligated in Shemona, in musaf. Whether you have a minyan, whether you don't have a minyan, you have to daven musaf. So now the interesting question comes up is the following. That how much time do you have to wait in between Shemona and Esrei? So actually there are two possibilities of what we're talking about. Either shachris to musaf, because technically speaking, see, we're not... You're thinking, if you think about Musaf on that, well, truth of Musaf on Shabbos is the best example of this. If you're davening biyachid, right, so let's say then you're not going to have Kriyas HaTorah. So technically speaking, you would go right from Shacharis to Musaf. So how, I'm sorry? Oh, so we'll see why we put Ashrei. But how much time do you have to wait in between the two Shemona Esreis? Or, let's say you omitted Yalev Yavo, so you have to now go back in daven Shemona Esrei again. How much time must elapse, or is there any time that has to elapse between the two Shemona Esreis? So the Gemara says, "Kami yishav in tefila letefila." Rav Huna of Rav Chista, Chad Amar kedei shetischonin dato alav. One says, "Shetischonin dato." Rashi says, "Shetei dato miyusheves laaroch dvar b'lashon tchina." You should go ahead and so your mind should be concentrated and focused. literally, you can also say it's calm, right? Datum yushevet, you should have inner tranquility in order to be able to establish yours beloshon tchina, in words of supplication. The chad amar kedei shetischolel dato alav. And the other one says, dato tischolel. And I will say, the reality is, these two words of tischonin and tischolel translate the same exact way. They both mean clarity, they both mean tranquility, they're in essence synonyms. So the Gemara says, you're right. The truth is, man da amra kadesha tischolel, the only reason they use different words is because they're gleaning their phraseology from two different psukim. Man da amra kadesha tischonin da'atu alav, d'chsiv ve'eschanon el Hashem. So the one who says kadesha tischonin, he used the word tischonin because this is the word that the Torah uses. Ve'eschanon el Hashem. I supplicated before God. So you have to be in the right mindset for supplications. Vayichal Moshe. That Moshe Rabbeinu again also began to supplicate. Also, the idea is that a person just has to make sure that they're in the mindset of tefillah. The idea is that sometimes if you're going to daven Shemona Esrei twice in a row, there is the danger that second Shemona Esrei could just easily become rote, that it's not going to have any real kavanah. So the idea that the Gemara is saying is, there's no mandated waiting period time between the two tefillos, just make sure that you're able to go ahead and put yourself back into the right mindset. Amarav Anan Amarav. So Rav Anan said the name of Rav, that if you made a mistake and did not mention Rosh Chodesh, right? You omitted Ya Levi Yabo, then what? In Ma'ariv, you don't go back. Why? Because Beis Din does not declare the new month except by day, only by day. So since Ya Levi Yabo is our declaration of Rosh Chodesh, so the same way that Beis Din wouldn't declare the new month at night, so too if we forget to declare the new month at night, we need not go back. We need not go back. So the Gemara says, one second, So a Meimar said, I think Rav's statement makes sense when it's talking about a Chodesh Mole. Now, Chodesh Mole means that there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So then Mepashtos, what Rav would be saying would be that if, let's say, you omitted Ya Levi Yavo on the first night of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. First of all, because it's not even real Rosh Chodesh. It's not the real Rosh Chodesh. The next day is Rosh Chodesh. And also because you'll have the next night to go ahead and recite Ya Levi Yavo. But if it's Rosh Chodesh Chasr, meaning the day was only 29 days, the month was only 29 days, and therefore Aloch Lamaisa, today is, right, they decide today, one day Rosh Chodesh, then Aloch Lamaisa, you should have to repeat Shmona Esrei if you omit Ya Levi Yavo in Ma'ariv, because that's the real Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Only Rav Ashi La'amemar, Michti, Rav Taima Ka'amar. Remember, so Rav Ashi said to Amemar, you're wrong. Rav gave a svara. What was the svara? The svara was, Beis Din does not declare the new month at night. Mali chaser, mali mole, eloloshna. So that logic does not make a difference. If it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, 1 day Rosh Chodesh, the logic is the logic. No kiddush HaChodesh at night, and therefore if you omit Ya Levi Yavo, you need not repeat. So I will say, we paskin like this statement of Rav, and therefore no matter which of the nights you were to omit Ya Levi Yavo, you do not have to go back and repeat Shmona Esrei. Hajra lach tfilas HaShachar. Ein omdim lehispala ela mitoch kovet rosh. You cannot go ahead, right? We don't get up to daven except out of a state of kovet rosh. Kovet rosh, Rashi writes, is hachna. Literally means humility. Humility. Concentration. You could translate these words in a number of different ways. Seriousness. Rashi wants to go with this concept of humility. Here's what it means. It doesn't, for our purposes right now, it actually doesn't even mean how you translate the word. But for our purposes, what it means is you go into tefillah in a state of preparedness. That's the message. You can't just jump into prayer. You must go in a state of preparedness. Chasidim harishonim hayushon sha'achos mispalalim kedei shikavnu libam lavim sheva shamayim. The early pious ones would go ahead and shohin, it literally means wait. What it means ultimately is they would prepare. whatever they were doing to prepare, that they would prepare for tefillah for a full hour beforehand. Then they would daven, or that they could direct their hearts to their Father in heaven. So the Gemara says, "Afilu Hamelech Shol B'Shlomo." If you are in the midst of Shmona Esrei, even if the king asks, inquires about your welfare, Lo Yishivenu, you should not go ahead and interrupt. So I will say, as opposed to Shema, where we saw that Halacha L'Maisa, there are times that you can interrupt. When Shmona Esrei, in the direct dialogue with God, we don't interrupt for anyone, even with the king. Afilu Nochosh Karuch Ala Kebol Lo Yafsing. Even if a snake is twisting itself around your heel, right, you're in mortal danger, you don't interrupt your Shmona Esrei. Obviously, Abosai, we're going to see the Mishnah is using a degree of hyperbole. So obviously, Sakarnas Nefasha says, Docha Shmona Esrei. But the idea that the Mishnah is trying to impress is the importance of maintaining concentration throughout Shmona Esrei. Minahani Mili. So the Gemara says, How do we know this? Amar Rebbe Elazar de Amar Kra, Vihi Maras Nefesh. But the Gemara is asking, how do we know that tefillah requires kovid rosh? How do we know that tefillah requires this sense of humility, this sense almost of trepidation, this concept of preparation? So the Gemara says, because the pasuk says, by Chana, the mother of Shmuel, Vihi Maras Nefesh. She was bitter of spirit. Now, interestingly enough, the way the Gemara understands that statement of bitter of spirit means that when she davened with a profound sense of kavana. So the Gemara says, Mimai Dilma Chana Shaini, the Havas Marira Libatuva. Maybe Chana's different, because Chana was in a very bad place because of her lack of children. So she was coming into davening in a very different mindset, and that's not the model for us. Ela Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Mehacha, Va'ani, that here, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, I come with incredible chesed, I'll come to your home, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll bow down in your heichal, b'yirasecha. B'yirasecha means what? In a state of awe and reverence. That you go to David in a state of awe and reverence. Mimai, Dilma, David Shaini. Maybe David was different. David Mitzar Nafshe Barachah Mituva. Essentially, same idea. Maybe David HaMelech was different. That David HaMelech engaged an incredible amount of preparation prior to davening, but that's not the norm. Ela Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Ela Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Mihacha, Hishtachavu Ela Hashem Bahadros Kodesh, Al Tikri Bahadros Ela Bicharados. So therefore, the Gemara says, say from here that we bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bicharados Kodesh, in a state of trepidation, meaning state of preparation. Mimai, Dilma li olam ei malacha hadros mamish ki had Rabbi Yehuda hava metzayin. So I said, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with this ki had Rabbi Yehuda emir Hashem this evening. So just to remind you, so tonight we'll learn at 6:15 emir Hashem for Shabbos is daf. Also, just a reminder that now Sundays we are starting at 8 a.m. We're going to start right after the 7:15 minyan. So this way we don't have to rush. So we'll be starting 8 a.m. for now on Sunday. And also just a reminder that Monday follows a legal holiday schedule. So Mir Hashem will be davening 7:15 and the daf will follow immediately after the minyan figure, also about 8 o'clock.